So wait, what is your name again?
Kieran.
Joe.
Yeah. No, you are. Okay. Yeah, man. So, how was your set at Reading Festival today?
It was incredible. Yeah. It was shocking. It was shockingly great.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was right in the back. It was great, man. Like, I mean, even if like, I was just saying to Jamie earlier, even if a few technical issues, you completely just sort of like, completely smashed it out of the bag. So,
How about this? Could have been way worse.
I mean, exactly. I mean, the fact that no one even like sort of noticed it hardly anyway, because you it was brilliant. So, yeah.
No, man, that was a blast. It was a great, great time, man.
Can you describe the atmosphere that was on stage?
Well, it was cool, man. Like, it started out with like a really good core group of like people who knew us, and then two or three songs in, it got serious.
Yeah,
it got really crazy out there.
Well, for much of it.
That was awesome.
Oh, sick.
The atmosphere was chaotic a little bit.
And you're literally like a thesaurus. Like, literally, you got so many words for different for different things.
That's an excellent compliment.
Human thesaurus.
That's an excellent compliment. Thank you.
And would you consider this festival as one of the best festivals you've played so far?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a festival that when I was way little kid, like I was a little child, and I snuck behind the couch because I wasn't allowed to watch MTV.
Oh, okay.
And my sister was watching something called Reading and Blues Fest.
Yeah.
And a band called Rage Against the Machine was playing.
Oh, sick, yeah.
That's the first time I ever saw anything like that in my life. And it was so cool. I fell in love with it. This festival is very, very popular in our country.
What is it?
Like, we love this festival. And it's like a legendary thing that American musicians dream of playing. And we watch it every year on TV. They broadcast it for us. So it's a dream come true for sure.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, definitely one of the coolest festivals ever.
So is there any other bands you were looking forward to catching today? Maybe Ball in Pursuit?
Yeah, dude. Who else is playing? I mean, we can't wait to see Ball in Pursuit. Where is he going to play with them? We're doing a couple things.
I think Daffy are playing.
Dabby Style.
And then I think 1975 as well.
1975. Yeah, man, there's a bunch of great bands.
Yeah. I know you sort of like mingle around with the bands as well, so you literally watch the bands with everyone else. And
yeah, I can't wait.
Just sort of say, I've seen you at other festivals and you've been sort of like dancing along.
I'm a wanderer, dude. I like to see what's going on.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant, man. And so how's your latest song, punk rock songs, gone down so far?
It's going down so well to the point where I feel like my mom's paying people to say such nice things. Like, it's just been tremendous. The reaction's been unbelievable. And the idea of the song is to just truly tell people what our life in this band is like. And it's, if you really break down the lyrics, it's kind of hopeless sounding, you know? And it's really defeating sounding. And then there's this moment where we talk about the part we can't live without, and we just love it so, so much. So it really, it's a very special song to me, and it's very special to see people reacting the way they are. Because it feels like they're reacting the same way I am, which is really cool.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant, man. And we've released an album anytime this year?
Yeah, man, we're working on that. I just want to make sure that all of it is good.
Perfect. So
I'm trying to find something new that people haven't heard in a while, ever. So that might take a little bit. We're going to see, man. Definitely soon. Yes.
Okay. For and sure. Just one last question, as I know you want to catch loads of bands. How was your recent...
Who were you excited to see today?
1975.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ain't a Shikari on Sunday, but...
absolutely.
Yeah, that would be good.
Our guy, the guy who does all the artwork for us, he was on stage with us today, he works for us.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, he's in a band called Lacey. He did all of the screen stuff for Enter Shikari.
Oh, amazing.
So, like, when you're seeing that, you know that Dave worked terribly hard on it. Like, painstakingly hard.
I'll have to look out for that then on Sunday, brilliant. So, how was your recent run of dates in the UK? I know you consider it as like a second family almost. So, is it a great reception as always?
It was fucking wild. Yeah. It was crazy. The one show was so sweaty that... in between the encore, I went backstage, changed my shirt, and I took the shirt out on stage. I wrung out the shirt I was wearing into a pint glass.
Oh, geez.
It filled it more than half. It was so gross. It was so sweaty and so great, and people went nuts. It was chaos.
You could have had like a fan, so a super fan, so I had to cut by the end.
No. Dude, it was disgusting. I mean, the shows were so great and fun, man. It was really